What were you doing when you were 15? I was a bad volleyball player and still growing out my unfortunate bangs. My next guest was winning a contest in her home country of Indonesia to open for Taylor Swift. That is Nicki. After she got that amazing opportunity as a teenager, she moved to the United States, and now, at the grizzled age of 25, she's releasing her third album. It's called Buzz.
I decided to call it Buzz because I garden, and I would hear the buzzing of bumblebees essentially every spring, and then it sort of became this signal that, like, oh, spring's just right around the corner. The promise of harvest is right there. And I think it just turned into this beautiful symbol of being on the precipice of something great. And yeah, as you mentioned, it is my third album, but in a lot of ways, it really does feel like I've only just started.
How come?
I feel awake, I think, for the first time. As a person and as an artist, I think it took a while. I started very young in this industry, and it took a while to kind of find my sea legs and figure out what makes me tick, what brings me joy. And I think this is the first album that I've made with just total and complete conviction.
You talked about how Buzz came from gardening and spring, and those are all kind of happy-sounding things, but there's a lot of sadness and heartache on this album. Is sadness totally the main emotion that inspires your writing here? I mean, what's inspiring what we're hearing?
I think this album was a synthesis of sort of the last 2 years of my life and generally my early 20s. And so, yeah, I think it's Buzz, I would say, is a spectrum. It's sadness and joy and all the moments in between. And I think that's just, it's very normal to feel lost in life, especially in your 20s, I think.
You've said this record is about identity crisis. What songs sort of describe that?
I guess a specific track would be like Nothing Can, the last one. I feel that one is the most accepting of things feeling uncertain and things feeling irresolute. No one, nothing can. Life can be really difficult and feel out of control often. And yet there are still these very tiny micro moments in between that make it all worthwhile.
Mm-hmm. I hate to break it to you, that's a message that still resonates with people in their 40s.
So, amazing.
You wrote these songs while on tour, and I know touring can be exciting, but also lonely, exhausting. How does writing on the road affect what you're writing?
It provided a lot of very, very new experiences for me, just kind of like new feelings of being uprooted over and over again, if that makes sense. And I'm definitely somebody like, you know, I have a dog, I have a garden, I like to be at home.
You're a rooted person.
I am, or I like to feel rooted for sure. And yet it's this paradox of just my life, I think, constantly uprooting me over and over again, just, you know, moving from Jakarta to the States, like all that stuff. And so I feel like being on the road, I think in a way it injected that buzz. Maybe it's the adrenaline or something, or just like it can be quite energizing in some way. At the same time, it can feel really exhausting.
One of your songs, Heirloom Pain, there were a few lines that struck me. Walking around with heirloom pain, dad's temper, and mom's mistakes, and always afraid to fall flat on my face. How would you describe this song?
Heirloom Pain is absolutely about that feeling of being lost in your 20s and not knowing the answers, and also a little bit about, I mean, this is kind of a heavy word, but I would say intergenerational pain and trauma that just kind of like gets passed down like ghosts. Your great-grandmother lived a hard life, and that gets passed down to your grandma and so on and so forth. And it sort of adds to your, like, whatever baggage is unprocessed definitely informs the way that you carry yourself through life. And so that's kind of what it's about, feeling lost and still taking a step forward into the day anyway.
When did you know you wanted to pursue a career in music?
I guess the honest answer to that was probably for as long as I can remember. But I saw E-Channel True Hollywood Story documentary on Taylor Swift when I was like 9. And that kind of propelled me to ask my mom for a guitar that Christmas or that birthday or something like that. And I remember having thoughts then of, you know, wow, she makes a living writing songs. That's really cool.
And then you opened for Taylor Swift in Indonesia at 15.
Yes, that was insane that that happened. I can't believe that that's part of my lore, so to say. and then eventually, I think it was just this thought of, like, could I see myself doing anything else? And the answer was, honestly, always no. Four full laps around
the sun. Nikki, her third album is called Buzz. Thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.